searching for a rare butterfly that's disappearing fast. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. Lots of folks spent the 4th of July weekend grilling out or swimming at the beach, but my daughter Cecilia and I packed up our things.
One pair of leggings, sunglasses, one sun...
And headed to a swamp.
Boots, water, and socks.
Cecilia helped me record our visit with Cale Nordmeyer. Nordmeyer is a lepidopterist from the Minnesota Zoo, and he flew here to Michigan as soon as he heard these rare butterflies were out. We met him along this dirt road in Oakland County.
Hi. Good. How you doing? Are you Cale?
Cale.
Right away, he spotted his first butterfly, a big neon blue and pink one on Cecilia's t-shirt.
The actual butterfly that one's modeled off of, it's orange and white with blue all over it. They're stunning.
Nordmeyer says the butterfly we're looking for today isn't as flashy. It's called a Powashiek skipperling. They used to be common, but today it's estimated there are only around 500 left. That's it. 500 total in the world. He took us to a place known as a prairie fen. It's a wetland with lots of grasses and flowers. It's a hot summer day, which is perfect butterfly weather. Nordmeyer says he first fell in love with butterflies when he was 6. He found a big, brightly colored caterpillar in his backyard and was hooked. If we're going to find a powashiek among this swirl of bugs, his eye will spot it.
I'm walking out, I'm scanning the landscape ahead of us, and I'm looking at the black-eyed Susans for a small little silver skipper that could be sitting right on top of them, or I'm looking for a little flash of a skipper flying by. They almost sparkle as they go by.
Nordmeyer was in the same fen 4 years ago. He says this is the spot right here in Oakland County with the healthiest population of powashiks in the world.
So in here, we would find them before?
And really high numbers, in fact. So
really?
We should be able to come out and we should have already seen dozens.
So far, Nordmeyer's trip isn't going that well. He's just not finding that many. His goal is to capture some females, hold on to them for a few days while they lay eggs, and then raise the caterpillars back at the Minnesota Zoo. It's all part of a program to try to save the butterfly. Habitat loss is a huge reason for the decline. But up until around 15 years ago, the butterfly had been found in big numbers, even in these isolated areas. Nordmeyer says a class of insecticide used in farming might be at play here as well. They're called neonicotinoids.
The connection with neonicotinoids and the decline of some of these butterflies largely come from the effects that we now know that they have on some other pollinators, particularly bees. And the timing of their use and popularity here in the Midwest does correspond pretty dramatically with the decline of the species.
He's careful to point out that more research is needed to understand how the chemicals might be affecting these skipperlings. Other factors could be at play, too. Some prairies and fens might have too much prescribed burning or too much grazing from cattle, or there might be influences from climate. All they know is that the numbers are going down. Nordmeyer continues to scan the open field in front of us.
That's one. So it just landed right down ahead of us. We're going to just really slowly come up here.
He steps carefully through the grass and spots it.
Orange and silver butterfly right past where my net is. Can you see it?
I think
so. It's not real big.
Yeah, I see it.
You see it?
He takes a quick swing at it with his butterfly net.
I missed it.
I think it went over there.
He did manage to capture a few females on his trip, and he drove back to the Minnesota Zoo with his precious cargo, powashiek skipperling eggs. He hopes to be back next year to release these skipperlings. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.